Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a frisky Friday. Lots of football. Lots and lots of thoughts on football. It's the Herd wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1 off a 4-1 Blazing 5. Blazing 5 back-to-back winning weeks. I don't plan on losing this week. 1 hour from now, the Blazing 5. Jason McIntyre is joining us. Poor Steeler fan. I mean, listen, it's such a proud organization, you know, and they've won Super Bowls every time they've had a Bradshaw or a Big Ben. That is not what they have now.
Yeah, Trubisky not getting it done, to say the least. I think it's Kenny Pickett time, right?
Well, that was Trubisky's best performance of the year. I know. So let's talk about that. And this happens a lot. What used to be really, really admirable, very, very redeemable, almost charming about the Steelers, their patience, their loyalty. I think it's getting in the way. I think patience and loyalty are now their weaknesses. If you take out that George Pickens catch, the catch of the year in the NFL, for the record, not a well-thrown ball. That is the catch of the year, maybe the decade in the NFL, 36 yards. So take that one away because Pickens gets credit for that. And then take out those two tight end catches where Cleveland's essentially in a prevent defense at the end, not wanting to give up a touchdown. Those are like 40-some yards. If you take out those 77 yards, Trubisky threw for 130 passing yards, no touchdowns. And their defensive head coach is sticking with them, baby. And I ask the question again, do these defensive head coaches understand the urgency needed as the league pivots to offense? And that was Trubisky's best performance of the year. His tight end, that kid's great from Penn State. You didn't see him till the end of the game. Chase Claypool's disappeared. Pickens had to make the catch of the year. Mitch Trubisky all year long has completed 6 passes downfield, 20 yards downfield, all season. We're almost through the month of September. He's got 6 of them. And you watch the Rams and the Niners and the Chiefs and Baltimore and Arizona and these crafty, aggressive, and progressive offenses. And the Steelers' opinion, nothing to see here. It reminds me a little of Green Bay, where they won't draft a wide receiver in the first round. It's always linebackers and defensive players in Green Bay, and it's like Packers. It's not the 80s. You got to score. But here's Mike Tomlin, a very good coach, is sticking with Trubisky, and we can all see it. It took the catch of the year and prevent defense for Trubisky to get into the 100-yard category with no touchdowns, and here is Mike Tomlin afterwards.
I thought he made some plays, man, but we all collectively came up short. I wasn't looking to be encouraged. I was looking to win the game. I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
That was a game you got to win. You were going up against Jacoby Brissett. That's one of the ones you put a W next to when the schedule comes out. Maybe if Deshaun Watson was playing, that would be different. But Deshaun Watson's not playing for a long time, and for good reason. That was Jacoby Brissett, who, as a career NFL player, nice guy, barely completes 60% of his throws, and has a passer rating in the low 80s. You had to win last night. It's like the movie industry. You know, there's the old guard rebooting themes from a bygone era, and then there's the streaming guys. That trajectory is different. And they got their issues too, but you can see the trajectory. The Steelers pay a fortune for defense, and when TJ Watt's not on the field, their defense isn't very good. And they don't spend any money on offense, and it shows. No urgency. Garoppolo was on the market, no urgency. Wentz was out there, no urgency. Go ahead, criticize Garoppolo, been to a Super Bowl. Criticize Carson Wentz. Indy can't move the ball without him. But, I mean, you can see where this is headed. Nothing to see here. To me, I think Tomlin knows when he goes to Pickett, he can't go back. He didn't want to be a flip-flop head coach like a Matt Nagy or a Brian Flores. He didn't want to be a flip-flop guy because it looks disorganized. He's just waiting for the right time to move off Trubisky because it's obvious this is such a limited 1984 offense currently. And Matt Canada, the OC, is bringing that college stuff to the pros, and I'm not sure that stuff's working either. And they can't figure out their offensive line for 3 or 4 years. All right, speaking of legends that don't win big games much anymore, let's talk Aaron Rodgers. He will face Tom Brady this weekend in Tampa. This needs to be said. Brady's going to probably retire after the season. He's, as the kids call him, an old head. We love to just kind of bury people before their time is done. Tom Brady in the last 4 years against Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Allen, Tom Brady's 10-2. Old, rickety Tom Brady is 10-2. So in 20 years, when you're having a beer and you're sitting around talking the all-time greats, never forget this. Brady at the very end, wobbly Brady mid-40s, dominated Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Allen. And Tom always says the right thing. He was talking about the matchup with Aaron this weekend. Here's Tommy.
He's an amazing player, has been for a long time. So I love watching him play, and you know, he's from California too, so I feel like we always have a little bit of a connection. He's an older guy now. He's been a great player in the same place for a long time. So there definitely has some challenges with that, and but he's navigated them pretty well, and he's done a great job, leads the team, and you know, they've won a lot of games since he's been there.
It does feel like this game, the game of the week on Fox, is really important for Aaron Rodgers, and here's why. Because at this point in Tom Brady's career, it's just adding more Lombardi trophies. I don't even know what records he holds. I don't know what stats he's great at. Honestly, who pays attention to that? I don't know what Michael Jordan averaged every year he won a championship. Once you start winning championships, everything else feels small. But for Aaron Rodgers, it's different. This is not a Super Bowl team. They have no weapons. They're sub-500 in their last 11 playoff games. He's a stat quarterback now. His legacy now is he's opinionated, he throws the prettiest ball in the league, he wins the MVP, and he never throws interceptions. That's his legacy. Opinions, MVPs, very few interceptions. That is his legacy. He's almost now, and he dresses like it and talks like it. He's the artist. He's the independent film director with an Oscar. So the critics love him. Oh, it's beautiful. He's not a sellout. He's doing things his own way. Psychedelic tease. You know what I mean? The critics love him. He is the independent film director doing it his own way, not selling out. And Brady is Disney. He makes money, lots of it every day. It's a massive brand. It's a feel-good brand. And anything they enter, they dominate. But just know, Brady is 10-2 against Mahomes, Rodgers, and Allen in the last 4 years. And to me, Aaron Rodgers' legacy now, he's out of the Super Bowl window. You can't win, to me, you can't win with kind of a one-dimensional, gotta-run offense. Defense is good, has not been spectacular early, though. It looks like you can run on it a little bit. And we don't know if Matt LaFleur is a head coach. So if Brady wins this game, who cares? It will be completely forgettable. He's 2-0 since he entered the NFC against Rodgers. Totally forgettable. For Aaron, hey, last time I faced Tommy, I beat Tommy, and I beat him in Tampa. And we didn't even have a number one wide receiver. I think that's what his career has, to some degree, been reduced to. Opinions, he throws a pretty ball, he wins awards, and he doesn't throw picks. I think it means a lot more for Aaron Sunday. I just don't think he's going to win it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, Visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
For all of us, you become what your priorities are. What matters to you? Now, you can say a lot of things matter, but usually for all of us, myself included, one or two things really matter. And you become what your priorities are. Jerry Jones wants to win, but he loves attention. He's addicted to it. He loves to be the star of a reality show. It's the biggest reality show in America, the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying he doesn't want to win, but his priority is brand building and business. And he's very good at those. I mean, the Cowboys don't win playoff games. They're still the number one brand easily in the NFL. Easily. And Jerry did it again. He's talking about Cooper Rush has won his last two starts as a clear backup. And Jerry's stirring the pot. Here we go.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
I'd want a quarterback controversy. I mean, listen, everybody inside the league knows since Jimmy Johnson left, and I know he's our friend, he works at Fox, but since he left, the Cowboys, they care about winning, but with Jimmy, you felt like it was number one by a mile. Jimmy was working on the football and winning. Jerry was down the hall working on business when he first bought the team. Now, I feel it's a 50-50 split. I mean, Jerry wants to win. I think he likes the attention more. And they're the number one brand, and they get talked about. Even Zeke, the young running back, you know, the kid, looks at the adult and says, yo, I get what he's doing.
It's just really, those people on TV to get clicks, to get views, you're going to say the most outrageous stuff, you're going to get the most attention. That's their job, so who knows if they even believe that. He wants y'all to be clicking and listening to him, too. It's all marketing, man. It's all marketing.
It's all marketing. I would love a quarterback controversy. If Cooper Rush wins again, beats the Giants, not sure if he will, but if he does, this is only going to inflame it. You think this is good for the locker room? Really? This is good for the locker room? Controversy? Jerry, that's how I think. I know. We're all watching it. That is how he thinks. Controversies get clicks, get talked about. And I really believe it's a 50-50 split. Attention, reality show, and winning. And if it's not a 90-10, I get selling the team and marketing. I mean, Kansas City's marketing Mahomes, too. They're trying to sell tickets, but it feels like a 90-10 split. Winning takes a priority.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I was watching the Steelers last night, and there was that touchdown at the end. But the Steelers' defense, and that's why I talk about Pittsburgh, all the redeemable qualities 10, 15, 20 years ago, their patience and their loyalty and their defensive tough mindset. The Steelers' defense is the highest paid in the NFL. And the Cleveland backup got 23 real points, and they gave up 170 yards rushing. If you look at Cleveland with a backup quarterback, 12 passing first downs, pretty good on third down, 380 total yards, 171 rushing, dominated time of possession. That's with Jacoby Brissett and one wide receiver, Amari Cooper. And Cleveland did what, you know, had all sorts of success, dominated time of possession. The Steelers once again feel like a Hummer in a Tesla world, big, expensive, and inefficient. And that's what it feels like to me. I mean, their D-line is totally dependent on T.J. Watt. The last six games he hasn't played, the Steelers are 0-6. Their secondary's not good and can't tackle. And again, they're not overly efficient. Put it up again. There's a lot of good defenses in this league that are not expensive. Tampa has the 18th highest defensive spending. Dallas is 26th. Tampa right now is number one in scoring defense. 18th highest paid. Dallas is 26th in defensive spending, 6th in scoring defense. So, I mean, when I see these defenses, Pittsburgh's getting paid all this money. Jacksonville's defense is top 10 this year. Chargers pass rush is unbelievable. Buffalo's defense is overwhelming people. Pittsburgh's spending all that money, and if TJ Watt's not available, it's not a very good defense. And so, you know, the most offensive thing about Pittsburgh is their fan base. They're so proud. They get very defensive whenever you criticize their culture or their history. They should go from the terrible towels to the terrible tissues. They're crying constantly and whining constantly about the coverage they get from the media. But you can't lead the NFL in salary for defense and basically get dominated by Jacoby Brissett. 23 points, ran whenever they wanted to. Tackling was bad, totally dependent on TJ Watt. I'm sorry. It's just not very, it is. It's the Hummer and a Tesla world. It's big, expensive, flashy, big names, and just not very efficient. So I think they got some issues. Mike Tomlin after the game on not being able to slow down. I mean, he's good. Nick Chubb is good, no question. But Tomlin on not being able to slow him down.
He was running through arm tackles and things of that nature, getting yards after contact. It wasn't good enough. I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage, particularly in the second half. If you can't slow down Chubb, man, you can't beat this group. And we kind of knew that, and we didn't get it done. And so we got to own the outcome, and we will.
You know, this is starting to remind me of my Seahawks, where you have a legendary borderline Hall of Fame coach, defensive side, and the defense is slowly becoming very dependent on maybe one guy and slipping. They can't figure out the offensive line. One quarterback got old. One quarterback wasn't happy. Have a decent running back, but they keep going through offensive coordinators. They spend the money in the wrong place. And 5 years ago, we thought they were all that. You know, 5-6 years ago, it was a different feeling. But it's those veteran defensive coaches, both borderline Hall of Fame coaches, Pete Carroll and Mike Tomlin. I feel like the same thing. They can't get coordinator right, can't get the O-line right, have decent running backs, have decent tight ends, have some nice weapons. But the spending on defense has been big. They're spending it in the wrong place. They're dependent on like one guy. You know, for years and years, it was Bobby Wagner. You were always okay with Bobby in the middle. After that, they were spending too much on safeties, couldn't generate a pass rush. The corners, they're constantly drafting them. They're okay. That's Pittsburgh. They spend a fortune on TJ Watt. He's great like Bobby Wagner, but he gets hurt. When he does, they can't win. And they don't create any pressure when TJ Watt's out. It's Seattle and Pittsburgh are feeling, you know, the difference is Seattle this year is going to crater. Pittsburgh will be a little more viable, especially I think when they go to Kenny Pickett. But it's kind of the same thing. Defensive coaches, one couldn't get along with their quarterback, Pete and Russ, and the other wouldn't move off his quarterback, Mike Tomlin and Big Ben. They should have moved off that thing like 3 years ago.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Well, he played for 6 years in the NFL, and two of those years he had over 100 tackles. He is now has a growing media business. He's outspoken. He's funny. He's the former Dolphin linebacker, big radio show, a podcast called The Pivot. Channing Crowder is joining us live. He tells you what he feels, and people like it. I like it. We bring him back on. So, I have said before, I think Tua's got some limitations, but I also said he's going to have a good year. McDaniel's brilliant. Tua's finally going to get somebody to wrap their arms around him and say they love him. Tyreek's great. Cedric Wilson was sneaky good acquisition, and they got their left tackle solved. So I'm not surprised they're better. And by the way, Tua does win games. He was winning them last year. So yeah. In Miami, where you live, are people going overboard? Where are they on Tua this morning right now, Channing?
You know, Colin, when you I don't know if you go overboard when some stats at the end say in NFL history. Like that comeback in the fourth quarter in NFL history. Like, let's be honest. And Dan Marino set the standard at quarterback in Miami, and Tua's matching his stuff. I don't know about this arm strength thing because this video we're watching right here, that was 58 in the air, Colin. So this arm strength thing you keep dwelling on, that's another 50-plus in the air, Colin. Let's just take it easy on the arm strength thing. But to be, you know, to be honest and answer your question, they are waiting for the Dolphins to be good, and right now, beating the Ravens, beating the Patriots, the team that's been owning us for 20 years, the Miami Dolphin fan base is jacked up right now. They are excited.
Well, it's a distracted market. The beach, there's a lot of sports, there's things to do. It's an international city. It's very much like Los Angeles. If you don't win, you know, people kind of just move on in life. And that's the reality of having aqua water, your city on aqua water and gorgeous best beaches in America. So it's an organization, though, that is always really, people in Miami want to deeply love the Dolphins. More than any team down there, they want to love them. Are you concerned this matchup this weekend, that defensive front for Buffalo is just rolled over Miami and rolled over Tennessee? Are you a little concerned this could be the avalanche you just get caught under and can't do much about?
Yeah, and that would be the biggest concern. Oliver and Rousseau and Von Miller and those guys. Jordan Phillips is dogging. Like, I'm a fan of them. Edmund, Milano. Like, I love defense, and they have a hell of a front. But that secondary has a lot of injuries, and that's what we have to take advantage of. So it might be a lot of quicker stuff than last week against the Ravens, but I think with McDaniels there, and I'm glad you brought him up, and that's what I've been dwelling on. You talk about what Miami is, you know, a different type city. McDaniels fits right in. Charismatic guy. He jokes around, you know. But the question of is his young approach, is his, you know, young way of approaching it going to be detrimental to a team? Can he be a leader of men? We're seeing that right now. We're seeing what he did with Tua. Brian Flores, and I think he's a great man, a great human. He hurt Tua Tagovailoa for years. Those coordinators, Chan Gailey and Stoudsville and O'Shea, they don't have jobs right now. They're not coordinators right now. You get a guy in here that understands how to maximize his players and the personality and the confidence that he embeds in them. I don't know if you heard the story. That 58-yard pass that Tua threw to Tyreek, the first touchdown, the play was called F it. That's what it was called. He said, we had a play called F it. If something's going wrong, if things aren't going our way, we're going to call F it. And he used the bad word in the huddle. Just having that approach to young players like this team has, Colin, I think he's perfect for this team. He's perfect for this city. And like you're saying, we have a heck of a monster coming here, because I think Buffalo's still the best team in the league. We have a great challenge on Sunday.
You know, it's interesting. I was making this argument yesterday, Channing, is that people bang on Tua and Garoppolo, but the offense they both now run is Kyle Shanahan's. And that offense does not need the quarterback to be Kobe. He needs him to be Chris Paul. Get the ball to the right people. You can score 14 or 16. We don't need you to score 30. And so I'm watching this. I've watched Garoppolo and defended him for years. I'm like, you don't want somebody that's like Aaron Rodgers that's running out of plays and rolling his eye. Take the snap, get the ball to Debo, Kittle, Ayuk. That's the offense. And as I watch Miami, I'm like, wait a minute. Tua could be perfect. You're not going to run out of plays. You know what I mean? He's accurate. He distributes. So when you watch this offense as a defensive guy, is it kind of a simple offense of let's spend money on speed and Tua gets him the ball, that it really is a simple offense to you when you watch it?
Yes, McDaniel learned from Kyle Shanahan. Who did Kyle learn from? His dad. That's who he learned from. And that offense, that long zone, what he did in Denver, it works. It works. You don't have to be John Elway to run it. It's just a working offense. Now you throw a good quarterback in there and you got something. When I watch it, Colin, like you're saying, from the X and O breakdown of a defensive guy, they motion every play. They move guys around. You can't bump guys. You don't know where Tyreek and Waddle to. We didn't even bring up Waddle yet this game, and he had 170, but Tyreek's 190. Those guys are always moving. They can't be bumped. You don't know where they're going to stop. So you even saw that one busted coverage that Tyreek, his second touchdown down the sideline. It was a busted coverage because of the fact that this defense couldn't figure out where these guys were going to stop. All defense needs to know is where the five receivers are. They motion every play with the hand sweeps, with the reverses they run. So you're always on edge with McDaniel's offense. It's just what you said. You hit it on the head. Jimmy Garoppolo's not great, but he won games, went in the playoffs, did his thing in the playoffs because of the offense. When you look at it, it's not trickery. It's not gimmicky. It's just an offense that keeps the defense on their heels, keeps the defensive ends from really flying up the field, because you have to keep this edge. And if these guys are motioning and getting a hand sweep every 12 plays, are you really going to fly up the edge if you can get a hand sweep and go inside of you? It slows guys down. It works. And he just had to continue to do it. And it's very player-based. I'm telling you, Tyreek or Waddle get hurt, you're going to see this offense struggle because of the fact that they won't be scared of that speed anymore. Yeah. But when you have these horses, it's going to work because everybody's worried. It was crazy when I saw people sitting flat-footed on Tyreek Hill. Why are you – if Tyreek Hill starts running, you should take off. It's like when a cheetah stands up. Literally, a cheetah on the in the Sahara stands up. Everything takes off running because there. If he starts running, you're not going to get away from him.
Right.
And that's what they're not doing, Colin. I saw guys standing flat footed in the preseason, and now I saw a safety sitting flat footed in the regular season. And if you're standing flat footed with Tyreek coming at you and Waddle's coming at you, 4-2 guys, Gesicki's a 4-4 guy at 6-6, you are going to get run past. And I think the biggest thing about McDaniels, to simplify it, he is maximizing the ability of his players, what they can do, and knowing that, hey, I have horses, I'm going to ride them. Our run game's not great right now, but when you could throw for 469 yards, we'll run a little bit. That's what I think he's doing. He maximizes what his team can do, and that's what great coaches do. My system doesn't work. Y'all make my system work, and that's what I'm learning with McDaniel.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, when he doesn't play, Kyle Shanahan's system doesn't work. He loses his key distributor. So I want to talk about the game last night. If you take out the George Pickens catch and a couple of throws to the tight end late in prevent defense, Trubisky's not moving the ball. And we know that Chase Claypool's good. The tight end's good. Pickens is a great talent. Deontay Johnson. Steelers always have playmakers. Always. My entire life. Even in the Steel Curtain days. Swan, Stallworth, Benny Cunningham, Franco Harris. They've always drafted that position and those units well. And my thing is, you can Mike Tomlin may have credibility and the Steelers are a great brand, but what happens is when you have young receivers and their agents are in their ear and they're not seeing the ball and they're sitting there with Trubisky going, I watch practice and Kenny Pickett's letting it rip. That's where I think the fissures in the locker room happen is, let's be honest, outside of quarterbacks, receivers now are making big boy money. You got to get catches. They're not getting them in Pittsburgh. So, and I don't think you can fool players. So when you watch Pittsburgh, how many more weeks until George Pickens and Chase Claypool and guys just start saying, you're costing me money here?
We might be behind, Colin. They might have did it this morning at the meeting they had. Pickett, we saw it. We saw the highlights. We saw what they were doing. This whole protecting young quarterback thing it doesn't make sense to me. And I love Mike Tomlin. Actually, I'm a name drop, personal friend. You know, we had him on the pivot. You know, I got his phone number. He's a great coach. I don't know what he saw in Trubisky, but I think we know who Trubisky is. These guys, those players are going to go up. I played with some bad quarterbacks in Miami, and those receivers were upset. They know if you can play or you can't play. They know if you, like you're saying, we all want to win. We're a team. But if I get 400 receiving yards in a season, I'm not getting paid. And it's not going to look good for my career. And you know, this NFL stands for not for long. So yes, those young receivers, I think nowadays, to be honest, it used to be back in the day, the young guys kind of stay in their place. Right. Nowadays, man, these millennials, Colin, they don't care. I coach high school. These kids don't care.
Right.
They will come tell you how they feel. And I believe we might be a couple hours too short because I believe that they have already gone up and be like, coach, you saw what happened. What were they? Pittsburgh was like 1-for-9 on third down or something when the quarterback's supposed to thrive. Like, you see that. Players know the game. You know stats. But the eye test. Mitch Trubisky is not a starting quarterback in this league. Why don't you try the young guy? And I think Mike Tomlin is going to come around to it very quickly.
Channing Crowder, a growing media presence, always thoughtful, outspoken, the pivot. Great seeing you again. I love what you're doing, watching what you're doing. You're crushing. And congrats, man. Love having you on today.
Appreciate you so much, man. And you going to ever let up on Tua? What does he have to do? Let me know what he has to do for you to come around.
How about beat Buffalo this week, and then I'll start like being positive. How about that?
So 4 days from now, 4 days from now. Now, just let me know. You're with me in 4 days now. Come on.
We'll see. Maybe I've been a little harsh. All right, Chad. Thanks.
Have a good one.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I can like things, but think they're out of control. Anytime you introduce anything to the marketplace, it's a little out of control until you get regulations. I like the NIL in college football. It's just, I don't think you should be paying high school players. Pay the guys that are already on campus. I like the transfer portal because you can improve really quickly. But I don't think they've fastened up the belt a little bit here. You can no longer transfer during the season, which is the way I've been saying that for a year. I'm for it. You shouldn't be able to transfer the week before you're playing a rival to the rival's team. But USC used the portal more than any team. They were 4-8 last year. They got one NFL player on their entire defensive roster. Lincoln Riley comes in. In 8 months now, it's probably the first or second best offense in college football. So this weekend, tomorrow night, they play Oregon State in Corvallis. That has always been a thorn in everybody's side, or USC side. Doesn't matter the coach. Pete Carroll got beat there with one of his best teams ever. It's late night. It's in Corvallis. It's a small stadium, but it's really loud. Oregon State's got a very good coach, excellent corners, probably the second, third best O-line in the conference. They could play ball control. My guess is USC wins, covers barely, 34-27. The lines come down a ton now. I think, you know, the best tight end they have at Oregon State's out. Their best running back is out. So I think USC, I think it's a scary night for Trojan fans. I think it's close. But, folks, this is interesting. If USC wins Saturday night, and again, not shocked if they lose, but if they win, you start looking at the schedule now. Arizona State fired their coach. A story out today that assistants on the staff wanted Herm fired were leaking stuff. They're a mess. Washington State's decent, but they get them in L.A. Utah's the loss. Arizona, California, Colorado, average teams in rebuilding mode. UCLA's 3-0, but it's the most suspect 3-0 team in college football. Barely beating at home South Alabama or some directional Alabama school. And Notre Dame lost their quarterback and can't move the football. So we're talking about the Utah game, which I'm going to go to that game. Utah's good. They're at home. They have a great coach, staff continuity, All-American tight ends, and USC is 84th in defense. They've only got one NFL player on defense. So they're a lopsided football team, great coach, great quarterback, great receivers, nice backs, good O-line, and in the box defensively, one pro. They're not Ohio State. They're not Clemson. They're not Georgia. They're not Bama. I have my doubt. I don't think they're Michigan yet. But I'll tell you, they win this weekend. You're just circling that Utah game. Everything else feels incredibly winnable. Everything else they'll be favored in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So here we go, my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins' Blazing Five. Eagles at Commanders.
Listen, I like Philly, but not giving the Commanders 6.5 at home in a division rivalry. I'm taking Washington here. Carson Wentz revenge game. He's played great back-to-back 300-plus passing yard games. He's got nice wideouts. I like Washington. This season, Carson Wentz has been excellent. He's tied for first in passing touchdowns, 6th in passer rating. The Eagles are coming off a short week. Their defense gave up 35 to the Lions. I think you can move the ball on Philadelphia. They come back down to earth a little. I like them big picture, but 6.5 points to Washington. I'm calling for the upset. 27-26, Wentz and the Commanders with the W.
Jaguars at Chargers.
How about another upset? I'm going to take the Jaguars +7. Their defense is top 10 in scoring, top 10 in total defense and takeaways. They'll put pressure on whoever the quarterback is for the Chargers. Trevor Lawrence finally found the right coach in year two. He's playing great football, getting rid of it quicker. And Justin Herbert has a fractured cartilage in his ribs, 3 or 4 ribs. Day-to-day may not play. Their center, Corey Linsley, a Pro Bowler, knee may not play. Keenan Allen, not 100%. J.C. Jackson, the corner, not 100%. Trey Pipkins, offensive lineman, not at 100%. The banged-up Chargers, they may just rest Justin Herbert. You know, it's not a divisional game. I think the Jags +7 is the bet. 27-23, Jacksonville with the upset.
Falcons at Seahawks.
One of my favorite bets of the week. Like it, I love it. Falcons +1. First of all, they have 2 losses by a total of 5 points. Marcus Mariota's always been good. He just can't stay healthy. He's been excellent so far. They're 5-2 dating back to last year when they faced teams under 500. They can't beat the good teams. They beat the bad teams, though, and Seattle's a bad team. Drake London's been spectacular. Mariota, he's one of 3 quarterbacks with 400 passing yards and 75 rushing yards this year. Lamar and Jalen Hurts are the others. Seahawks offense, they can't run the football. Geno Smith is 14-22 in his career. And my favorite bet maybe on the board, Falcons go to the Northwest. They stayed out west after losing to the Rams. They beat Seattle 27-23.
Packers at Buccaneers.
Keep your eye on this line. I'm going to take the Bucs. It's currently -1.5. You know, I'm going to take Tampa here. It's their home debut. By the way, their defense forced 5 turnovers in the second half against the Saints, and their defense is absolutely healthy and on fire, and Todd Bowles is a great defensive coach. The Packers have lost 4 of 5 road games. Their defense, God, the Bears gashed them, 6.5 yards a carry. So Green Bay's defense looks good on paper, but it's young in spots and not quite gelling. I think Tampa wins this game. Tommy pulls it out late, 28-21.
49ers at Broncos.
All right, Jimmy G came in last week for Trey Lance. He looked good. Passer rating over 100, 2 TDs, no picks. I know you don't like him, but he distributes the ball to their playmakers. On Sunday Night Football, he's played 6 times. He's won 4 of them, and his passer rating's 105. Their offense in San Francisco outrushing their opponents by 230 yards this year, and their defense has been absolutely fantastic. And the Broncos can't score in the red zone because Russell Wilson doesn't run around anymore. They're 0-6 in red zone scoring opportunities, and they're the only team in the league with 100-plus penalty yards per game, and they're burning timeouts, and situationally they're a mess. And I think San Francisco has the second-best roster in the league to Buffalo. Pains me to say it, but I can't wait to watch it. I think San Francisco swallowing 1.5, I'll take it. It may not be this close. 24-21 Niners.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Every week I go back to my predictions, my standing predictions. Last year I got 7 of 7. No, it was 2 years ago, 7 of 7 in the AFC. I guessed all the playoff teams. So, I mean, you look at a roster, you know who's bad, and you know who's got a good quarterback. So, you know, AFC East, I had Miami, Buffalo 1-2. I feel good about that. I had Philadelphia, Minnesota, Tampa winning their division. Feel good about that. I had Rams, Niners, top of the NFC West. Feeling good about that. AFC South and AFC North, they're going to be fine. I mean, the Colts are off to a slow start. They may be a little chippy this week against Kansas City. Keep your eye on that. But the one prediction I've made, which I'm about 2 weeks from bailing on, is Denver. So I was very, very opinionated on Denver. I really like Denver because I like their roster and I like Russell Wilson. But here's the thing. Even a top 10 quarterback cannot, you think they can, but they can't overcome a complete disastrous head coach. A great quarterback can overcome limited weapons. How do I know that? Because Brady won 3 Super Bowls in his last 6 years in New England on a steady diet of older Julian Edelman and beat-up Gronk. You can overcome average weapons. A great quarterback can overcome a shaky defense. Peyton Manning in Indy and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, very few great defenses. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl. The Chiefs' defense was like 17th or 18th. But a disaster at head coach, hard to overcome. Aaron Rodgers, the last couple years with McCarthy, when it veered way downhill, went 8-10-1, Aaron Rodgers. Matt Stafford's very good. With Matt Patricia, 13 wins, 21 losses and a tie. Alex Smith, for the record, do you know Alex Smith made 3 Pro Bowls? But remember when Mike Singletary was his first coach? We thought he was a bust. He was 8-12. He went on to make 3 Pro Bowls. So So Russell Wilson won in high school, NC State. He won at Wisconsin. He won in Seattle. He's overcome his size. He's overcome the critics, a lot of critics. I don't think you can overcome, from what I've seen, Nathaniel Hackett to this point. Now, it's early. You want to let it breathe. But it would be nice if Denver, as their offense struggles, if you didn't have to face the best defense probably in the NFC. So situationally, they've been poor. They're burning timeouts, kicking 64-yard field goals. They didn't have a punt returner on the field. And you can really, in this league, because of the salary cap, there's nobody looks like the 70s Steelers or the 80s 49ers. Teams have flaws and holes. There's 2 places you can be weak at linebacker. Rams were last year. You can be weak in the O-line. Bengals were last year. Got to a Super Bowl. You can be weak at tight end, safety. You can be weak in a lot of areas. You can't be bad at quarterback or head coach. All right. And increasingly, you can't be bad at weapons. So Denver's good in the weapons department. But it's a little bit of a fatal flaw that I don't think you can overcome if your coach doesn't. I mean, if you don't think coaches matter, we know in high school and college football, the coach is more important than all the players. Nothing against Tua or Mac Jones at Alabama. Nick Saban's won with 8 quarterbacks, maybe 10. High school and college, it's the coach. You get to the NFL, though, it's the quarterback and the coach. Meaning, they should be okay with Russell Wilson, but they won't be special. So, you keep your eye on it. It is, and I go back to something that it feels obvious to say it, but in my lifetime, college or pro, a coach solves his side of the ball first. McVay figured out the offense. Lincoln Riley at USC has figured out the offense. McDermott in Buffalo figured out the defense. If you go back to Belichick in New England, first 5 years, he figured out the defense. Then Brady was a game manager. Then Brady, about year 10, it started being about Tom and the offense as much as the defense. But great coaches, Andy Reid, Kansas City, they get the offense figured out. But when a coach is an offensive guy and the offense is a disaster, and we can see it optically. I mean, watch the game, you can see it. Yeah, I don't know. It may just be we hired the wrong guy. 70% of coordinators get fired. And you can get fooled. I thought Joe Judge for a year, I bought into him. You can get fooled on this stuff. This is one of these. It's got a tire fire sense to it. Like, wow, if I see that for 2 more weekends, they got to make, because you can't fool the players. The players are reading all the stuff. They're hearing about it too. This weekend, now you face this defense in San Francisco. If they unravel the Broncos, and just it's unraveled, it's very hard to throw on the Niners. Excellent secondary back end, and they put pressure on you.
Do you remember when Adam Gase got a bunch of head coaching offers? Peyton Manning was hyping him everywhere. Oh, this guy's a genius. He's going to be a great coach. Peyton Manning sold everybody on him. Adam Gase is now coaching like high school football, I think, in upstate New York.
No, I trusted Peyton Manning and a couple people too. I knew that thought, oh, he's he's special. And all of a sudden you look up and he may have been special offensively, but he couldn't lead men.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.